Many, many years ago, he began his life with a very rough start. He was conceived and born out of wedlock. His mother eventually got married, but the person she married was not his real father. There were many stares and whispers about him and his family. There was scandal in the air. Most of the time, they were homeless. The family became refugees and exiles. His stepfather eventually got a very menial job, but the family was very poor. When he was a teenager, he ran away from home because he felt that he knew better than his mom and his stepdad. And in his teens and his 20s, his stepdad taught him a very simple trade. It was a very simple life. But then, when he was 30 years old, it was time for him to step into the limelight. His name? It's why you are here. His name is Jesus of Nazareth. When Jesus was just 30 years old, he would begin his ministry by becoming baptized. This story is told in all four of the Gospels, so it has to be important. And this morning, our focus will be on the baptism of Jesus and the seal of the Holy Spirit. Let me ask you a question. How do you visualize the Holy Spirit in your mind? I mean, personally, I think it's the most difficult of the triune persons to visualize in your head because we all have a picture of Jesus, right? I mean, who doesn't? But the Holy Spirit, I don't have one. Since I have been a little child, I have not been able to visualize the Holy Spirit in my mind. And that bothers me for some reason. How do you visualize him? In these four gospel readings, each writer records that the Holy Spirit is seen in bodily form as a dove. St. Mark writes the following, quote, "As Jesus came up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending on him like a dove." Now, St. Mark doesn't say that everybody saw this. It implies that John the Baptist didn't even see it. It also implies that Jesus was the only person to witness this event. And as Jesus was praying, he had this private inspiration. Now, note here that this is a very subtle part of the story, but the subtlety is the point, because that's where you're going to find God in your own story. So often it is the subtlety of your own life, and that's where you will receive an epiphany from God. It's God speaking to you in a very quiet way. And that is why the dove is such a beautiful metaphor or vision. When a dove descends onto land, it is this very gentle and quiet landing. And that is the point being made here. That is how the Holy Spirit usually enters into our lives. That is the way the Holy Spirit came to Jesus. It was a private moment. It was gentle and quiet, almost serene. This is how God usually speaks to us. Be still and know that I am God. He speaks, we listen. It is gentle and quiet, almost serene. So, how is your private interchange between you and the Spirit going these days? Because you have it. You have this gift of the Holy Spirit. It is one of the gifts that was given to you during your baptism. And in this sacrament, you were given the forgiveness of sins. He delivered you from death and the devil. And he also gave you eternal life. Listen to these words of Scripture that talk about the Holy Spirit. Listen for the quietness of the entity. From Ezekiel 36, "I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. Your filth will be washed away, and I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you." These words from Romans 8. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, We don't know what God wants us to pray for. But the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings. I love that phrase. Prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us, believers, in harmony with God's own will. And here's the last one from 1 John 2. You have received the Holy Spirit, and He lives within you. So you don't need to teach you what is true. For the Spirit teaches you everything you need to know. People of St. John's, yes, the Holy Spirit lives within each of you. Can you see Him? No. Can you usually feel Him? Most of the time, no. Can you hear Him? No. But He is present. The Spirit teaches you everything you need to know. The Holy Spirit is immersed in baptism, which is actually this very quiet event. Think about it now. During this sacrament, an actual miracle occurs. However, there are no trumpets sounding off. There are no angelic choirs singing the Hallelujah chorus. The whole sacrament doesn't really last very long, and it uses one of the most common forms of nature, just simple water. The entire miracle is gentle and quiet, almost serene. This sacrament is a blessing given to us by God, and we know this by these words from 1 Corinthians 6, "But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God." This verse shows us that the Holy Spirit is truly present at baptism and in our lives forever. You are sealed with the Holy Spirit. In my opinion, our baptism should be one of the top five events of our entire lives. However, most of us don't remember it because we were all infants when we got baptized. I don't remember mine. I was a month or two old. I mean, the cognitive abilities were not really working at optimum levels at that time. However, my most memorable baptism moment occurred just a couple years ago. My grandson, Jack, was baptized right here at that very baptismal font 5 years ago. That day was going to be one of the high points of my entire life. I got to help baptize my own grandchild. I mean, there are certain perks that come with this job. But the baptism went perfectly, and I was close to tears as he was being baptized, because I was helping to bring my own flesh and blood, a lost soul, and I was going to make him a child of God. Because in that very moment, before baptism, I truly believed that Jack, this beautiful little infant, was dead in his sins, he was blind, and he was enemy of God. St. Paul and Luther tell us that this is a fact of original sin. We cannot get around it. But then, everything changed in an instant. And as I watched that water very gently pour off of his forehead, the words were said, and he was instantly made a child of God. He was sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. He was gentle and quiet, almost serene. After the service, we were going to have a luncheon at our house. You know, invite 40, 50 people over for lunch. I mean, that's what Lutherans do, right? And as I walked into our house, our 14-year-old golden retriever was suffering terribly. And she just laid right there, and she was staring up at me with these very sad, soulful eyes. And she could not stand on her own. And I immediately went from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows. And I had to physically pick her up in my arms. She could not stand by herself. Her legs were not working. My wife did not even get a proper goodbye. and I was off to the emergency room on a very sad Sunday afternoon. As we went into the private room, the doctor checked her out, and she said that she was in terrible, terrible pain. It appears that one of her tumors had burst inside of her, and she told me that she had to be put down. I was in tears. It was actually an easy decision. She had to be put down. However, it was a painful decision, as I have made for a very long time. I asked for 5 minutes of private time, just her and I, and I said some very kind words to her, and she laid there and she just kept staring at me with these very sad, soulful eyes. And then the doctor came back in, and a minute later, it was over. Again, I experienced the highest of highs and the lowest of lows, all within 2 hours of each other. And yes, I know that it was just a dog. I get it. I do. But you who are pet owners, you understand what I'm saying. And a very small part of me died that day. How about you? What is your most recent highest of highs and your most recent lowest of lows? Let's take Jesus and his highs and lows. His baptism had to be one of the high points of his life. But then, what happened to him immediately after he was baptized? The Bible says the following. Immediately, the Spirit sent him into the desert, being tempted by Satan. Does that strike you as strange? That word, immediately. Because St. Mark uses that word on purpose. He immediately went from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows as the Spirit led him into temptation in the wilderness. Probably the lowest moment of his life up to that point. You would think that after this beautiful baptism, that there would be some quiet time. But that was not to be. Immediately, he leaves that experience, not in a leisurely fashion, not on a meditative walk, but with determined steps, almost this impetuous movement to face a battle that had to be fought, all because he loved us so much. Are you fighting a battle right now that has to be fought? Maybe your wilderness is right outside these very church doors. Maybe your wilderness is your office or your work. Or is your battle with money or financial woes? Is your battle in the wilderness with loneliness? Or do you have a personal battle with someone that's just a thorn in your side? Or is your wilderness something that happened that you just didn't see coming? Maybe this battle that you are fighting is your next wilderness. Remember those words. Immediately, the Spirit sent him into the wilderness. And if the Spirit can send Jesus into the wilderness, he can certainly send you there too. If that is happening to you right now, where you are facing this intimidating wilderness, if so, then you need the assistance of the Holy Spirit to walk with you in that wilderness. But someday that walk is going to be over. And it is time for you to meet your Maker, for him to take you to your heavenly home. And it will happen to everyone here. There are no exceptions. And then you have this final epiphany. As you look back into your own life, you remember your highest of highs, and you remember your lowest of lows. And you remember a time when you were actually blind, dead, and an enemy of God.
And that was all changed through your baptism. And you realized that you were sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. But then you realize that your passing is now imminent. The moment is now. Picture Jesus as he enters your home and he sees that you are terribly, terribly sick. You are lying right there because you cannot get up on your own. And because of your suffering, you look up at him with these very sad, soulful eyes. And then he picks you up and he holds you in his loving arms. And then he leans down and he whispers in your ear, "You have fought the good fight. You have finished the race. You have kept the faith." And then he carries you to be with him in your new heavenly home. And then you realize that you have just gone from the lowest of lows to the highest of highs. This is now your time of euphoria. This is your time of joyful intoxication. This is now your time of absolute jubilation, because this is the final gift of your life. You were given the seal of the Holy Spirit. Amen.